Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise God in His fortress, the sky. Praise God in His mighty acts. Praise God as suits His incredible greatness. Praise God with the blast of the ram's horn. Praise God with the lute and the lyre. Praise God with drum and dance. Praise God with strings and pipe. Praise God with loud cymbals. Let every living thing praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a great way to end the book of Psalms. We praise God for who He is. We praise Him for what He has done. We praise Him with every musical instrument available. We praise Him in song. We praise Him in dance. We join every living thing in this world in praising God. St. Augustine was once asked, "Why did God create the world?" He responded, "So that the world might delight in praising God." God created us and the whole world for no greater purpose, for no better business than praise, pure praise. We were created to praise God. We are to praise God in all circumstances, in every way possible. Praise is our reason for living. But how can we praise God when we live in such a dark world, filled with terrible suffering and sorrow? I read recently that Americans are some of the most stressed out people in the world. Gallup does an annual global emotions report. Gallup polled 1,000 adults in countries around the world about the emotions they'd experienced the day before the survey. Negative emotions and experiences, stress, anger, worry, sadness, and physical pain were common around the world, tying 2017's record-setting levels. In the U.S., 55% of respondents told Gallup they'd felt a lot of stress the day before, well above the global average of 35%. The report also found high levels of worry and anger among Americans, with the younger generation suffering most from those negative emotions. So how can we praise God? Why should we praise God when we're stressed and angry and worried? There are many reasons for us to praise the Lord. Let me share just a few. First, praising God puts everything in its proper perspective. Life is not about me. It's about God. When we praise God, it takes the focus off myself and puts it on the Lord. Now you know, we all do it. We love to moan and groan. We love to complain and feel sorry for ourselves. We get into the mode of poor me or woe is me. Look at all the terrible things that are going on in my life. Look at all the ways that I've been hurt. Look at all the things I have lost. My life is so bad. Life has been so unfair. We love to wallow in self-pity. That's natural when our life is all about me. When we are only focused on ourselves, there will always, always be something to complain about. But when we praise God, we are literally lifted up. We are given a totally new and true perspective on our lives and on the world. The troubles we are going through may seem horrible and endless, but God tells us that they are only light and momentary troubles. light and momentary troubles. For you see, when we trust in the death and resurrection of Jesus, we are promised that we will not die, that we will live forever. That means that this life is just a moment in time, really a nanosecond in the vast expanse of eternity. Our lives are but the snap of a finger or a vapor that quickly dissipates. So though our troubles may seem to be severe, they are nothing. Absolutely nothing compared to the glory that will soon be ours. We must keep our eyes on God, our eyes on Jesus. And praise helps us to do that. When we praise God, we are also filled with God's blessings. If you feel stressed or worried or angry, I encourage you to read the first chapter of Ephesians. What wonderful promises that scripture contains for us. It tells us that we will be given every spiritual blessing by our Lord. That God has chosen us to be holy and blameless in His sight. That our Heavenly Father has adopted us as His sons and daughters. That means that we are children of God, children of the King. God has lavished His grace upon us, forgiving all our sins and setting us free from everything that would bind us and harm us. God makes us righteous, restoring a right relationship with ourselves and God. God has filled us with His Holy Spirit, and that means that God Himself lives within us. The God of the universe lives within our hearts. We are freed from sin, death, and the devil. We are promised abundant life now and eternal life in the age yet to come. And I could go on and on and on. God has blessed us in every way imaginable. And all we can do is praise the Lord. We praise God for many reasons, but the primary reason is simply because that's what God created us and the world to do. I love how the Psalms speak of all creation praising God. The sea will resound with praise and everything in it. The rivers will clap their hands. The mountains will sing for joy. The trees will also sing for joy. All the birds and the bugs and the whales and the crickets and every living thing will praise the Lord. The psalmist tells us to grab anything we can and make a joyful noise before the Lord. We are to continually praise God for who He is and for what He has done. Praise is our high calling. And when we praise God, there is great power in that praise. Will Willimon tells of how he joined the civil rights movement when he was a young man. He and some buddies went to a civil rights demonstration in a little town in South Carolina. On Wednesday morning, they were going to march in support of equal rights for the African-American citizens of that town. The organizers told them to report for duty on Tuesday night and gave them the address of a black Baptist church a few miles outside of town. Listen to him recount what happened. He says, "We arrived at that little church that evening, and already there was a service in progress. We could hear the singing as we pulled into the parking lot. We entered the church and took our places on a back row and tried to join in with the singing. I figured we would sing a few songs and that we would then move toward receiving instructions for the march. We sang, and then we sang some more. We would sing a hymn, and that would remind someone in the congregation of another hymn. And they would call the name of that hymn out, and we would sing that one, often singing it repeatedly. After more than an hour of this singing, one of us slid over to one of the organizers and said, "When are we going to get past these preliminaries and move on to the work of protest?" The man, an elder in his church and a veteran of the civil rights movement, smiled at the question and replied, "Son, these songs are the protest. These hymns and spirituals are the songs that the people in power don't want us to sing. We have been at this a whole lot longer than you have. When you get out there tomorrow and you face those police and people spitting at you and cursing you, you sure better have more backing you up than a simple desire to do some good deeds for some poor people. You better know that the Lord is with you, that the Lord is fighting for you, and that you are on the Lord's side. Keep singing." I think that says it all. Let's keep singing and praising the Lord. Let's join together in our closing hymn. Now to Him who by the power at work within us is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, to Him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
do a little Ryan Jan. So.